2020 kicked off with what the World Health Organization is calling the Decade of Healthy Aging, a collaborative action to improve the lives of older people, their families, and the communities in which they live. This is Lisa Berry, and here at WEMU, we have our own program devoted to improving the aging experience, and we call it Modern Aging. And we're joined by local positive aging advocate from agingforlife.org, Dr. Teresa Reed. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Remind us, let's just take a step back. How did you become a positive aging advocate?
It was really the experience of aging that got me interested in it, because every cultural message we get about aging is negative. It's about slowing down, about getting sick, about how we're all going to, you know, be such a burden to society, about, the flood of dementia that's coming. And it's just how we're not beautiful anymore. There's, you know, how we have no future. I mean, almost all of the messages about aging are negative in this culture. And of course, I was absorbing those and feeling bad about it, and then started doing research about how can we laugh about aging? How can we enjoy aging? How can we make aging an adventure? And joined organizations and made connections and built up a website. I interviewed people. And that's how I got started.
I like making aging an adventure. It's an attitude. It's a perspective, right?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and that's why we're grateful that you bring all of that here to our listening audience on WEMU. And one thing we wanted to focus on this episode is senior entrepreneurship. What exactly are we talking about? What does that include?
Well, we know about entrepreneurship, right, which is starting something new. So what's senior entrepreneurship? It's starting something new after the age of 50, 55, something like that. And, you know, in some places you'll see a lot of kind of rah-rah articles about, oh, this senior entrepreneur and that senior entrepreneur. And I wanted us to talk about some realities of senior entrepreneurship, because it's a risky thing to do at any age. And there are certain considerations that you need to take into account before you leap into such a risky endeavor. So, you know, on the one hand, you hear, look at all these great senior entrepreneurs. And on the other hand, you hear the typical ageist thing, seniors are too old and they're too tired and blah, blah, blah. So what's the reality? Well, actually, the reality is that the highest rate of entrepreneurship worldwide, and not just in America, but worldwide, has shifted to the 55 to 64-year-old age group.
Really?
Really. Entrepreneurial activity among people over 50 increased by more than 50% since 2008.
And is that like something you've always dreamed of doing? Maybe you had a full-time job and you never could get around to truly following your passion, but now that you're a bit older, you can become an entrepreneur and make it happen?
Sometimes that's how it works. Sometimes it's that you get kicked out of the market. Mm. Of course, in 2008, there was the financial crisis, right? And so a lot of people 50 plus were kicked out of their jobs, partly because they cost more, and partly because of ageist assumptions about them, and partly because a lot of people lost their jobs at that point. So some people did it out of love, and some people have done it out of necessity. But really good news about it is that entrepreneurs over 50 are almost twice as likely to have found successful companies than those between 20 and 34.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the exact opposite of what most people think. So that's a really important fact. And some of the reasons for that, one is that even though, you know, people, there's a widespread myth that as we age, we get less creative, you know, but that's absolutely not true. Creativity often increases with age because of predictable changes in the brain, some of which are slow us down, but, in the same process, make us use more of the brain to solve a problem, and we become more creative as a result. Also because we have a lot more experience to draw on. A lot more contextual knowledge and expertise to draw on as we get older. Those are some of the reasons why older entrepreneurs can be more successful than younger entrepreneurs, also because they tend to, you know, they have more money.
Right.
And they have more social capital. They know more people.
Ah, social capital. I like that.
Right. They know more people. They can call on more people. And they can call in more people for expertise and for investment and so forth. So there are lots of good reasons for why older entrepreneurs are often more successful than younger entrepreneurs.
Can we go over a list of pros and cons?
Yeah, let's do that, because on the one hand, so we were talking about why do people get into entrepreneurship. One is because they have been waiting their whole lives wanting to pursue a dream. And so they do. They pursue fulfilling a dream. They feel like they can meet a need and fill a niche that's not currently being filled, and so they go for it. Of course, everybody dreams of setting their own schedule and being their own boss,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Like you're not answering to anybody else. And hopefully you'll earn a living. Now, I do want to say, I mean, it's really important that less than half of entrepreneurial ventures are still going after 5 years. And there are many, many factors that contribute to that. So even though senior entrepreneurs are typically more successful than younger entrepreneurs, most aren't. So there's a lot to be wary about. One is that no matter how old you are, entrepreneurship is hard. It's just hard work. You have to know the market. You have to know how to deliver your product or your service. You have to have a business plan. You have to network tirelessly and promote it tirelessly. And I mean, it is hard to do. It takes a lot of stamina, a lot of knowledge, a lot of research.
You've got to be dedicated.
Yeah, really dedicated, and you've really got to persevere. It is no walk in the park. Also, there are no benefits, right, that don't come out of your own hide.
I mean, there's benefits to it overall, but you're talking about like time off or
sick
vacation.
Leave and yeah, vacation, right, and health insurance.
Oh, I'm writing lots of vacation into my own.
Right, into your entrepreneurship plan, right?
Yes.
All of the benefits come out of your own hide.
Okay.
So that's something to be aware of, too. And then the fact that timing is just everything. So think if you're in your, say, 50s, and not ready for Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security. So you won't have that kind of, you know, social safety net coverage. You won't have a check coming in if you don't succeed. On the other hand, if you wait later until you do draw Social Security and qualify for Medicare and Medicaid, well, it's later, right? So you have a shorter runway. So, you know, it sounds... a little doomy gloomy, but these are realities. So I want people to understand that entrepreneurship in later years can be really, really gratifying and exciting, as in earlier years. But there are a lot of things to be aware of.
Bottom line, you should just go for it, though, right?
No. No, you should read up about it and really, really understand what you're up against before you get going. We will put a bunch of resources on the WEMU website to help people kind of start get grounded in the realism about starting a business or starting a social effort, by which I mean like a nonprofit, when you're in your 50s or above. I actually am going to plug Washtenaw Community College's Center for Entrepreneurship. Both Michigan, University of Michigan, and Eastern Michigan University have excellent entrepreneurship programs, but WCC has entrepreneurship courses that are free to people over 65. So that's another consideration. We have a lot online at WEMU.org. All kinds of resources to help you figure out, start to dig and see, like, is this for me or is it not?
Teresa Reed, thank you so much for all the information and perspective you've brought to us here on this edition of Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great to chat.